This is Jan Reese from Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, and this is for those who are feeling isolated during celebrations. I recently had a friend who celebrated her birthday and was feeling quite isolated. So I had two of my three sons get in the car with me, and we drove over to her house. I sent her a text message and told her to come to the front window and to the door. And I could see her through the window, slowly get off her couch and remove her blankets and come to the front door. And her son was the first one there. And he was so excited and his eyes were all big and he was waving and all happy. And she got there and the dogs were barking and she looked all confused, like, what are they doing? And we had the windows rolled down and she opened the door. And I started singing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. And she just smiled and she was so happy. And we did little heart signs with our hands. And we just were able to share love and share love during that that celebration for her. And to let her know that, you know, a smile is also contagious. And that we're still there for her. And that we still care about her. And we were smiling when we left, and she was smiling when we left. And by the time we got home, there was a message on Facebook that she had already thanked us because that meant the world to her that someone took the time to be there and still celebrate her birthday in the best way possible, you know, the only way possible, I guess, and right now. But just that little moment to let someone know that we do still care. So even though we have to be home and away from each other, remember that having to have social distancing doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be personally isolated from one another. So reach out, share what you can, pick up the phone, have conversations, and remember to love one another and let them know that you care.